As we heard earlier this week on KDWA, the Hastings Raiders girls basketball team will now have to wait until next Tuesday at Hill Murray to open their 2021 season. That's because Friday night's game with South St. Paul was canceled due to COVID. But as head coach Scott Adamant of the Raiders told KDWA sports fans on Wednesday, his girls are healthy, COVID-free, and we all hope the Packers get healthy soon.
Yeah, our Hastings girls, our program as a whole, we are all healthy. We are COVID-free. You know, with all the COVID mitigations and prevention measures that we have put into place have been working, we are COVID-free. However, as we are competing against conference teams here in the very near future, our first matchup against South St. Paul, which is scheduled for Friday, their varsity program had to cancel due to COVID being in their program, and really thankful that they're able to communicate that to mitigate the spread. I mean, first and foremost, we want to keep our kids healthy, so we're thankful that that communication has been out. Similar to our program, it's very common for kind of your top level to split, not practicing together, and that's been magnified this year with COVID protocols. So we will have a game on Friday. However, our varsity will not be competing. Our lower level will be playing South St. Paul at 5:30, so we will get to see a little bit of action. Unfortunately, it will not be at the varsity level until next week.
So the Raider girls will now have some time to get ready for their opener on Tuesday night at Hill Murray. And so far through the practice season, as I saw at practice earlier on in the week, the kids were so dialed into what the coaching staff was saying from the start of practice through every drill. I noted to Coach Adamant how focused these kids seemed.
You're not just seeing things tucked. The kids are dialed in. And with the shortened timeline of only 2 weeks of practice and then knowing how quick that competition is coming, all the more reason to be tuned in, to be digesting the coaching stuff from our staff and making sure we're implementing that into our game. Yeah, you're seeing the kids locked in, but honestly, it comes down to really one thing. The kids are having fun. They want to be where they are. It's easy to block out distractions when you are where you want to be. We see that in our personal lives and our professional lives, that when you're where you want to be, it's easy to block out the noise in that sense. And yeah, you got to see it firsthand.
As Coach Adamant hits his second year as head coach of the Hastings girls basketball program, he and the kids have noticed things have come a little easier in practice now that the kids know the systems, the language, and what to expect.
It's funny you bring that up, Tuck, because just like the kids are, you know, shaking off the rust in terms of a player, I'm doing the same as a coach. It's not like you stepped into practice on day one and day two and you're picking up where you left off last season. There is a little bit of that carryover, but in a sense, less than you might think after an 8 to 9 month break. But as we're putting the kids through drills that connect to our offense or defensive scheme, I'm so thankful for my senior group and upperclassmen, a couple juniors there too. I'll kick out a drill for them. You know, one of my seniors will step up and say, "Hey, girls, make sure that we're emphasizing running our lanes in this transition build, or make sure we're emphasizing getting back into the paint, protect the lane first, take away that layup, and then worry about the three-point shot." So I'm super thankful to have these kids who are helping me through these first couple weeks identify those points of emphasis, things that are really easy to overlook. And coaches and players and anyone who's been a part of a system know how important the attention to details are. And I've got these kids helping me identify those, and that's where that carryover from year one to year two comes in. They have that in their subconscious, some of those things that are really important to certain aspects of the game or drill specific, and they're doing a great job of advocating for their teammates, making sure we're hitting those major points and we're not missing out on anything with all the clouded coverage that comes with the asterisk COVID season. So the carryover has been really nice. One of the benefits of being in year two of my coaching career here with the girls basketball program.
Before the Raiders have even played their first game of the season, Coach Adamant has noticed a ton of leadership from top to bottom.
Absolutely, Tuck. Last year, all five of my seniors and two of my juniors went through the application process to become a captain. None of those kids that were chosen last year, it was two of our graduating seniors last year. But I give you that to offer the context of we have kids who are accepting and willing to have action steps with their leadership roles. So now coming into this year, I have seven kids who the year before applied to be a captain, and whether they had that title or not last year, they were stepping into that role. So my group of core seniors, I reach out to Brooke Jackson for communication to underclassmen. She's running everything from our pregame playlist to making sure kids have practice jerseys. You know, we go to Shea Levos for you know, streaming questions for basketball stuff. Hannah Schultz and Linnea Hansen are great with advocating for kind of that live in practice of, hey, we got some kids having trouble with this, or, you know, so-and-so is dealing with this at home. Make sure that you're aware of it, navigating that in the correct manner. Really fortunate to have this. We've got Avery Daly, who was able to model how to balance kind of that work life as she's working a couple jobs and showing up to practice on time. Two of my juniors, Lily Newton and Maggie Schlottman, you know, those are the kids who are first to practice. They're laced up as early as they can be. You know, they're down getting shots up before practice. We've got a lot of kids who do different things really well, and they're really owning those strengths. And it's really tough to run a program without kids like that. I thankfully have them.
Now we shift gears to that first game of the season that will now be next Tuesday at Hill Murray. And year in and year out, we know Coach Herman has a great team on the floor.
One thing we can guarantee about Hill is they're going to be well coached. They're going to be disciplined on both sides of the floor, and they're going to run their system really well. Knowing that, we're able to have that in the back of our minds and apply it into practice. You know, maybe when the energy falls down a little bit, it's, hey, here's the game that we're now planning for and getting ready to compete for. We need to bring our best. And having the kids practice to kind of adjust for that, realize when the energy is coming down or when the discipline's disappearing a little bit, to hone that in. But with Hill specifically, I mean, they're going to look to push the ball. They're going to have some returning kids. They shoot the three-point ball really well. But at this point in the year, without us having a data point going into this game, we're really focused on our camp. Three, four things that we're doing really well, and we're going to do well from game to game. You know, at this point in the year, it's focusing on our camp versus anyone else's, and that's where we're at.
With Friday's game canceled against South St. Paul, the first game of the season for the Raider girls basketball team will be Tuesday at 7 p.m. at Hill Murray.